the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Youth.
Arise and shine.
Youth.
Remember your great grandmother.
Youth.
Yeah. We are the future of the church.
We are the immediate future leaders of the church.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory
with songs of giving.
Oh.
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered them that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt.
Les Nederlands. Nee antwoord die eens zo. Ja, Daarop zal je betalen, maar hij weigerde en liet de ander zelfs gevangen zitten, totdat hij zijn schuld betaald zou hebben. Toen de andere dienaars dat zagen, werden ze erg verdrietig en gingen alles aan hun koning vertellen. De koning liet de dienaar bij zich roepen en zei tegen hem: schurk die je bent. Heel schuld heb je spijt geschuld omdat je mij omsmeten. Had jij dan geen medelijden moeten hebben met die andere dienaars, zoals ik medelijden had met jou? En in zijn woede gaf de koning hem in handen van de beulen, totdat hij de schuld zou betalen. Zo zal mijn hemelse vader met ieder van jullie doen, als je je broeder niet van harte vergeeft. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. You can take a seat. And I will need one of the ladies, please, to give us a brief summary of what we just read, so that I know you all understood the parable of what we just read. I hope you all read and you listened when we were reading. I will take one of the ladies. Okay, then someone please volunteer to come. Please.
Hallelujah. Okay, we just read about, I believe, three people. And there is two servants. One was owing someone. And I forgot the amount of the debt. So the person pleaded that he will he will pay, and he begged that the person should have mercy upon him. So the person said to him that it's okay, I forgive you. It's over. You don't need to pay anything. But the man who begged for mercy, someone was owing him, and it's just a little of what he owed the other person. And the person begged him that he did not have mercy upon that person who was owing him, and he put a person into prison. So the other man heard about it, and he called the one who put the person to prison. He called him back and he asked him, like, why didn't you have mercy upon him? After all, I had mercy upon you. And he said to him, because of this, you will be put into jail as well. And he was tortured and everything. And this is what the God, and the end concluded is that this is what the Lord wants us to do. Like, we should forgive. We should forgive our brother with all our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Let's clap for her, please. Okay, so basically the man she was talking about was a king. And it was a servant who owed the king money. And the servant also had a servant who owed him money. And this is how it was. So basically my question to you is, does it matter how much worth the trespassing against your neighbor is to forgive the person? For instance, this was money. So does it matter if it's money, or does it matter if it's a personal thing that someone did to you? Does it really matter? And this is my question to you this morning. Does someone want to give me an answer to it? Because owing someone money is not a sin. So must it be a sin for me to forgive a person, or must it be like a little thing, then I can forgive a person? If it's a big sin, I don't have to forgive the person. What do you guys say? Volunteers, or I will pick a person? Yes.
No, it doesn't matter, because the Bible says we should forgive 77 times 7. And he didn't state the situation, if it will be money or any other thing. And then when he died on the cross, he did sin is sin. There is no little thing and there is no big thing. So in everything, he forgave us. So we have to forgive no matter how the situation is. Amen.
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 Thank you, my sister. Okay. So, we all know what forgiveness is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, who ever forgiven someone before? Yeah.
Who has ever forgiven someone before? Raise your hand.
Raise your hand. Was it hard to forgive? Sometimes. Why is it hard to forgive?
Why did you have to forgive, and why did you decide to forgive and not to hold?
To be free.
That's a good one.
To let that person be free, or you yourself be
yourself
free.
Yourself be free.
Yeah.
You yourself be free.
Because if you don't forgive, it becomes a burden.
Yes. Can you please get up so that we know who is talking? No,
you just say this. So I said to be free. When you have something against someone may say it in your head, or the lust for you, it becomes a burden to yourself. You might not know it, but you can hold grudges, think bad about that person, and it becomes a bit of something in your head. Het wordt, het gaat iets heel groots worden in je hoofd. Op het moment dat je die persoon vergeeft, je vergeet het misschien niet meer, maar de gedachte dat je daaraan denkt. Doesn't hurt you anymore. Mm-hmm. Snap je jullie me?
Sorry.
So basically what I'm saying, if you don't forgive, it becomes a thing, it plays on you. So when you forgive, you won't forget it, but thinking about it won't hurt you anymore. Mm-hmm. Which makes you free.
God bless you. Let's clap for her, please. To remind ourselves of what our sister said, please let us all open our Bibles to Luke chapter 17, verse 1 to 4. One should open that, and then please, someone should also open Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 22. I want two people to come here and read one. It's okay, we will read it also.
So one day, Jesus said to his disciples, there will always be temptations to sin, but what service awaits the person who does the tempting? It will be better to be thrown into the sea with a millstone hang around your neck than to cause one of these little ones to fall into sin. So watch yourself. If another believer sins, rebuke that person. If there is repentance, forgive. Even if that person wrongs you. Even if that person wrongs you 7 times a day, and each time turns again, ask for forgiveness. You must forgive. And ask for forgiveness, you must forgive. The apostle said to the Lord, show us how to increase our faith. And the Lord answered, if you had faith, even as small as mustard seed, you could say, this is mulberry tree. May you be uprooted to thrown into the sea. Well, I will end here. So, God is trying to say here is that he's talking about offenses. And the Bible says that offenses will always come. Who believes that offenses will come?
Who believes that offenses will come?
Who believes that? What is offenses? Albert, what's offense?
You are mistaken. It's
iemand iets tegen je doet.
Zonder dat je onverwacht iets zomaar in je leven kan komen.
Oké, dat is een goed one. Who can also tell me what offense is? No one?
Maybe with an example, so that we can understand what an offense is.
Well, let's take business for example. When you do business with, let's say I'm doing business with Albert, yeah? And I've seen Albert for the first time. I'll be nice to Albert because I want to be, I want to do business with Albert. But Albert will also be nice to me. But who says that our business is going to take long? Because why I'm saying that is because anything can happen. That's why God is saying offenses will come. So if I do business with Albert, I'll be nice to Albert because I want to do business with him. But so why do we have contracts? I think, me myself, I think there is contracts because of offense. Because it might be something that will happen that is not fair to him or to me. That I will be angry with Albert, for example. So I think that's what God is talking about, for example. So offenses will come. Yeah? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so offense. Well, this thing that God was talking about, it was really difficult for me to understand because when you get offended, when, let's say, oh, that Andrews do something to me, I'll be really mad. Really, really mad. So why wouldn't I react very mad? Or why should I forgive him if he does something to me which is really very terrible? Why should I forgive him? Because I can't do work, God's work. You understand? I can't do God's work. And it says in the Bible, God said not to be angry. God said you can be angry, but sin not. You understand? But sin not. It means that it is his work to deal with that person. If you don't forgive that person, you guys become the same. You understand? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so what we just read, it said we should forgive 7 times. So does it mean if someone does something to me and it's 8 times, I should not forgive the person? We just read the Bible, it said 7 times. So if the person offenses me like 8 times, that's the stop where I should say, no, I'm not going to forgive you anymore. Does it mean that?
No.
No, right? Yeah, that's in Matthew chapter 18. But in Luke, we just read Luke, not Matthew. So then we have the answer to it, which is in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 22, which says, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? So 7 times, 22 says, Jesus said unto him, I say no, not unto thee, until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. So it's just an example that 70 times, how can someone offend you 70 times 7? It's not possible. This is just an example for you to know that it doesn't matter how often someone offends you, even in a day, week, a month, a year, you have to forgive the person. It doesn't matter how often the person trespasses against you. And we also have it in the Lord's Prayer. Who knows the path of forgiveness in the Lord's Prayer?
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass
against us. Perfect. So what does it mean?
That we should forgive. So as
can you please get up, so because yes.
We should forgive so as God forgive us.
Yes. And what is the result, or what does God mean by we should forgive him by
because he forgives us as well. We cannot forgive someone and we can decide what? If we don't forgive someone, what does it mean? By this Bible verse. Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Because we always offend God. So who are you to judge him? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, and then if you link it to the story what we just read about the master, you also see, like, you can illustrate it as I have been forgiven, but someone has also, you know, in this case it's money, but that person, God forgave me, but I also didn't forgive this person.
Yes.
So that also means, I think the scripture also says, if you don't forgive your brother or your sister, then ye, the Lord, will also not forgive you. So I would say he's showing us an example, and we need to follow the example, because if we, like, I don't know how to say, we are born in sin, and if we see the great love that God has for us, he died on the cross for me and you, and still yet, we still sin, and still he loves us. So, amen.
Amen. Can I add something to it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You see, we are talking about forgiveness, and we are human beings. Some people will sin against you, you forgive them, and they will continue sinning against you. You see, for example, the armed robbers that we have, when we say we forgive them 77 times, before we know, we are all dead. And so, forgiveness is very, very important. But the person that you forgive, you don't want the person to stay in the sin.
Yes.
So what you do is you forgive the person, but you discipline the person. To come out of that situation. Because the Bible says in Proverbs that discipline produces righteousness. So you forgive the person, you don't deal with that person again. But you see, you point out, you let the person know that what you did is not right. So expecting that the person will do the same thing again.
But don't forget how.
Yes. So if you say, for instance, I am a thief or something else. Not that I'm a thief, but I steal church money. It's a example. Hallelujah. It's an example. I steal church money. And because I'm a thief, you forgive me for the first time. I don't have job, I don't have anything, I come and steal your money. I go. Because I know this church will forgive me, I will still come again.
Yes.
But if you don't tell me to come out of it, I will still do it. When you go to another church, they will forgive you the first time. When you come the first time, they will not forgive you. They will forgive you, but they will discipline you. You get what I mean? Because they don't want you to stay in that situation. They want you to come out of it. Forgiving someone, you also want to help that person to come up out of that situation that he's still in. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So don't, if you forgive that person, don't forget to point that person the thing that he's done, and then tell that person that you don't want him to do what? To do it again. Mm-hmm. So that is what God also wants us to do. He forgives us, but he don't want us to stay in that sin. He wants us to come out and live righteous for him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's a very good one on the point I want. Because God said, if you offend one of mine, you're going down. So that means he's going to deal with you. So forgiving someone doesn't mean you have to be friends with that person. You don't have to agree with that situation, but you should leave that person to God, because God is going to deal with that person. Amen. So that's why he said, if your first friend one of mine, you're going down. Amen?
Okay. So I have another. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Like our elder was explaining, you know, what he just said. And, you know, I was also reading the Bible, because you have a difference between when someone says, I have sinned, forgive me. Because I can say with my mouth, forgive me. And here the Bible says, if the person asks for forgiveness and repents.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So in Luke 17, it asks repents.
But
so
we'll
it means... Okay, oh, sorry. You're
we'll come to that.
Oh,
because
okay.
There is also a tricky
okay.
part in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're trying to say, or you're trying to interpret it in that way that I have to repent for me to forgive the person first.
No, I mean the person.
Yes. The
person itself.
Yes, itself.
You know, I
exactly.
can come to you, but I need to repent that I will not do it again.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Not with the mindset that I will come and I will say,
mm-hmm.
forgive me, but in my mindset, I
yes.
will not change.
So we'll come to that
yeah.
again. Okay, so I have a question for you all. When I forgive a person, doesn't mean I'm condemning sin. Doesn't mean the person always have to, how do you say, he or she can always sin against me and I always have to, how do you say it, I have to forgive the person. Or let's say I am the one, I am the active one, I am the one who is sinning the whole time. And God forgives me the whole time. Doesn't mean that I can sin the whole time because God forgives me the whole time.
God forbid. No.
No. And why do you say no, please?
He didn't call you to keep on sinning. He calls you out of the world, he forgives you your sin, and he wants you to, like Elder said, come out of it.
Yes.
Yeah, he said to the woman who was accused of adultery,
yes.
he said, go and sin no more.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what you are doing, I know what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
do you
but don't do it again.
Yes.
And that is what God requires from us, that we
mm-hmm.
stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning the forgiving is first of all, we need to know what we do wrong. Before we can ask for forgiveness, we first need to know what we are doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that is an essence. So if somebody is offending you, and you know yourself what you do wrong against God,
mm-hmm.
or did wrong, or have done, then you are more easy to forgive the person. But if you think yourself righteous and perfect, then it's very hard for you to forgive.
Mm.
Yeah. So like you ask God to forgive you, the same way you have to. And the beautiful thing about Matthew, it says, full-heartedly, yeah?
Mm.
It needs to full-heartedly. God says, I forgive your sin and I remember them no more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always what we say, yeah, I forgive you, but I will not forget. Because, this and this and this. Yeah, next time I don't do business with you again, because that is actually what God says. Full-heartedly is forgive and forget. If he asks for forgiveness.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Coming to the story you mentioned about the adultery, who does not know the story of the woman who committed adultery? Then I will summarize it and say the specific why this is important. Who doesn't know the story? Oh, who does know the story? So only two people? Three? Okay, let me do a quick summary. So basically, it's about a woman who committed adultery. And the Pharisees came to Jesus and took the woman with her and said, this is the person who committed adultery. And in the Old Testament, it's stated that the person who commits adultery should be stoned. Do you know what stoning is? You should be stoned to death, so I will throw a stone to your death. Okay, so because Jesus is the Son of God, or he claims himself as the Son of God, and the Pharisees know it, and he's a rabbi, and the Jews want to know if he's going to allow them to kill the person, or if he's going to set them free. Okay, so basically, Jesus then asks them, who is without sin should throw the first stone? So at the end, no one threw the stone, and then Jesus said, go and sin no more to the lady. So what does the story mean? Who can tell us what the story means?
That there is nobody that there is nobody in the sin is a sin.
That's not the
interpretation.
Not
the story.
Yes.
What I think is that there is no value of sin.
Mm-hmm.
So sin is a sin. If someone slaps you, if someone stole your car, if someone slaps you, you should forgive the person.
Yes, but what is the essence of this story? Why did I just say it?
Everyone
that we should forgive
sins. Everyone has sins.
Exactly.
No one is sin free. So when Jesus says, if you're without sin, throw stones at them. No one could throw stones at them because everyone is with sins. No
Perfect.
Sins.
So that means if someone does something to me, I have to think that probably I did the same thing last 2 weeks and the person, even if the person didn't forgive me, that I did the same thing. I'm not better than the other person. So if the same person, as person does the same thing to me, I have to forgive the person, right? I'm right, right? Okay.
But what question? Why didn't Jesus say, if who of you has more committed adultery, why didn't he state that each of you have never committed adultery to show stone? Because the sin of that woman was, she committed adultery or she did something bad.
Because a sin is a sin.
Can you please get up? I don't know who is talking.
Because a sin is a sin. Whether you commit adultery or you lie, or
mm-hmm.
a sin is a sin. There's no small sin,
mm-hmm.
no big sin. That's why he didn't say it like that. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think this story of this woman, we all know it, but our acceptance is too low. Yeah, I will ask some of them if they know. But we all know this thing. You see, when Jesus is talking about don't throw this stone to this woman who has sinned, you see, some of us here, you see us, we use our appearance, you see that we are holy, but we are not holy. Some people sin secretly. You don't see. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They sin that you don't see with your eyes. And so the woman does something and they saw it and they want to throw a stone at that person. Uh-huh. So we have some people here, they smoke secretly. They do something, they are sexuality addicted and all that, they sin secretly. You don't see. But we have a visible God who sees what men cannot see. Uh-huh. So at that moment that he met them, they thought that Jesus was a man like them. So they thought that Jesus saw what they were seeing physically, that the woman had sinned. No. But Jesus saw that you guys that are standing there, you are big lies.
Mm-hmm.
You too. It's the same like church, the church elders. Now people will not pay their tithes. And they point to pay fingers on people that they don't pay their tithes. Meanwhile, you are elder of the church, you don't pay your tithes. You see, this God can see all this secret sin. It's
mm-hmm.
not men that can see.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why God is saying that don't throw stone on this woman. Because you too, you are doing something. Uh-huh. Because when he said that, they were like, how does this man do? It's because he's Jesus. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Okay. Can I add one?
Yes.
You have to see the sin that people commit to you in comparison with your sins committed to God. In the example
mm-hmm.
that we just read from Matthew, there was a king, that's God, yeah, and he had a servant, that's you, and he has a lot of debt, and you
mm-hmm.
cannot pay it back. God requires mercy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't require you to pay everything back that you have done wrong.
Yes.
He wants mercy. He wants to give mercy. So he gives you mercy. In the story, the greatest debtor was the person who did not forgive. It was not the other servant that had a small debt with the other man. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was the man himself who had the greatest debt. And that is how we also have to see if we want to throw stones to somebody.
Yes.
Yeah, because we think, look at that gay. He is doing fornication or strictly. While you watch everyday movie from the internet, steal movies. Yeah. For God it is in the Old Testament is if you are ungrateful to your parents and if you are disobedient to your parents, it says stone the child, stone
mm-hmm.
it. So even be a disobedient, who of you is not disobedient to your mother? If she asks you to do something, that one is even a stoning in the Old Testament. So don't consider your debt to God lower than the other ones. If you start doing that, you have a stone already in your hand,
mm-hmm.
ready to throw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is what God requires from us, that we see it in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
You are the bigger debtor than the one in front of you
mm-hmm.
who owes you. Amen.
So do I only have to forgive the person if the person comes to me and says sorry? am I allowed to hold my grudge the whole time just because the person didn't come to say sorry?
No.
No.
And why do you say no? I mean, if the Bible says if the person comes and repents and says sorry, then I have to forgive the person. But it didn't, where does it say, or do I have to forgive the person? If the person didn't say sorry and still continues to gossip about me, or let's be honest, imagine I have a boyfriend. He comes and I tell him not to talk to his ex the whole time. He does it the whole time, and he's hurting me. He's hurting me. But am I allowed to forgive him?
You just kick him out.
Let's say he's not my boyfriend. Let's say he's not my boyfriend.
No,
let's say he's not my boyfriend, but let's say he's not my boyfriend. He's my fiance. He's my husband.
Amen.
Huh? Okay, let's say he's my husband.
Yes.
Not my boyfriend, because boyfriend is not nothing. He's my husband. In the evening, he goes to talk to his ex. I tell him to stop. I tell him to stop. Disobedience is also a sin. Only if, just because I'm not disobedient to God, I'm still disobedient to my wife. And since one and one is one in God's eye, you are disobedient. So if my husband goes out, he's not having sex, let's not get it wrong. He's going out to talk to his ex. And I told him I don't want it.
You should forgive him, and if he doesn't listen, you seek for counsel.
No, that's a good. No, listen. Can you guys remember what my question was?
Yeah.
I didn't say he said sorry. If he hasn't said sorry, and I know he did it,
he shouldn't come to you before you forgive.
Why?
You should forgive 70
yes.
times.
Yes, can you please?
Because if sometimes when we sin, we don't ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
Most Christians today, we don't pray every day. So that means even sometimes we don't be asked for forgiveness. But as soon as we sin, God forgives us.
Mm.
So you should do the same.
Okay.
If we say we want to follow Christ, we should do it.
Okay. Thank you for your contribution. And Albert, did you want to say something?
Yes, I want to say something. If nobody wants to say something.
And Albert, please sit down. I forgot we have people here. Our brother Yeka wanted to say something. Yeah, you wanted to say something. Yes. But I said he should stop.
Maybe when they were together, the girlfriend was going to God, and now he is getting married to you.
Oh yeah, so there's only one person who can bring him to God.
Oh, he's hurting her. That is the same.
Do you know my question? My question is. Am I married? My question is, if he doesn't say sorry, do I still need to forgive him?
Yes.
Why?
For yourself.
For myself.
Well, to be free. I don't necessarily think how can I say it correct? The Bible says when he repents, right?
Yes.
So basically, it really changes the situation.
Can you please get up?
So basically the situation changes completely when he repents. When he doesn't do that, he might not even see that he's hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
So he will continue. But in order for you to be free of those grudges, the pain, you have to forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
You should tell him that what he's doing is hurting you. But to be free,
Right.
As long as he doesn't repent,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't see.
Pause.
Yeah, right.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. Someone first, wait. Someone
that's
from this side also wants to see, say something.
Is he?
All right. Yes.
If you are saying that person, if that person doesn't come to you for, ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
But I can come to you that. Okay. What I said is I'm wrong. I just feel sorry about what I did. But if I don't mean it, so there's no essence in me coming to you before you forgive me. You have to forgive me. I can come to you and tell you, oh yeah, what I did. I'm sorry about that. I'm not saying it for you.
Too. Wait. What you're saying? Huh? Let's say you don't. You have said to your boyfriend,
husband. Yeah, you said that. Imagine I'm your husband now. I'm saying
Order, praise the Lord.
Imagine you told me to stop.
Praise the Lord. Please let us all listen.
Imagine you told me to stop what I was doing,
yes.
Talking to my ex and all the things. Okay, I'll come to you and tell you what you said. I've listened to you, I've stopped, I'm not going to do it again. So you forgive me now, but I'm still talking to her.
Say nothing.
Yeah.
So now you forgive me, but I'm still talking to you. So what is the essence in it? That you forgiving me without me coming to you to tell
me? I understood, yes. You all understood it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for your contribution, Elder Abed. Oh, first, our sister.
What God is trying for us to do
Yes, immediately that I hear that, because and this is also my brother, my elder, I don't have to think negative about him. I just have to forgive and forget that moment. Yeah, but it is very hard for a human being to just forgive just like that, because your temper will be high. So yeah.
Let me thank you for your contribution about your contribution. Yeah, what you said. In the Bible, it also says, let's say, why did he be there? And I'm walking around and you don't know that you have done something to offend me, yeah? It's obvious that I'll be mad and you'll be walking around free because you don't know what happens. And in the Bible says, confront that person. So if I come to you and I tell you, oh, look, what you did. Let's say you've done it, yeah? And, oh, look, what you did, I didn't like it, yeah? So, next time, so-and-so-and-so, and you apologize to me. That makes me free, because let's say forgiveness, it has something to do with the heart. Yeah, it damages your attitude as well.
Yes.
You understand? Because I'll be acting mad, and I'll be acting crazy to other people because of what you did. So it has to do with your attitude and your heart. If my heart is free, I can be cool with everybody. Because of the thing that you did to me, I don't want anybody else to do the same thing to me again. I'll be rude to other people. So that's what they say, confront that person. If you confront that person, you can let it out. You understand?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. I wanted to say about what you are talking about. You see, forgiveness is demonstration of love. That you love the person.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiveness doesn't matter whether you are married or you are
mm-hmm.
friends or you, whatever it is. Forgiveness is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And it counts for every relationship,
mm-hmm.
everything. The example that she gave is also a perfect example that we can analyze and solve it well. You see, you love. Because forgiveness is about love, as I said, because you love that person, yeah? And you are in relationship with that person. You see, you tell that person you don't like the person going to his or her ex, yeah? And the person keeps on going. And you have come here even after going, yeah? And you have seen it. You can't say, I have forgiven him. I won't say anything. But you're not forgiving. You keep that thing in you. So at the end, you know, it will baffle up to here.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, something just more will happen. You burst everything out.
Yes.
You get what I mean?
Yes.
So you love that person. The Bible says, I love your neighbor
as yourself.
The same thing is in relationship couples. So because you love that person and you are into relationship with that person, why don't you call the person, if the person is your husband or your wife, and tell that person, I've seen you going back to your ex or something else. I don't like it. Please stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, the way you say it can change that person.
Yes.
You get what I mean? My car just went on hot. This year now gone hot. This and this and this. You get what I mean? You're not good for him. You're not the way you say it. Me, if I was that husband, the way you treated me is not the way my ex would treat me, because my ex is fighting me to get me back. So, the way you shouted at me, you have seen it. You want to point my sin. You want to point it out, like the way they were stoning the woman. You got what I mean? So, like, no, let me clarify. So the way you say it. Yeah, well, not you have seen it and you have said it and you are pointing it out and you telling me that you are forgiving, but I don't feel forgiven. The way you say it will even next time push me there again. But because you love me and because you are in relationship with you, when you call me and sit down and talk with me about it, you get what I mean? Then I will feel like, no, I think this is getting too far. I just have to listen to my wife. You get what I mean? Be a wiseful man or a wiseful wife.
So that when, by telling him that thing, you see that the problem was solved. And then you forgive that person. And then you move on with the relationship. Amen.
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 So wait, I have a...
Wait.
Can I have a small
one? Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, Ruth said that these are two different things. Right?
Yes.
You were saying sin is sin. So it's a very good example she mentioned about the husband kind of thing. But I agree with you, but I also agree with what she's saying. Because when you're married, your relationship is different. I think. Because, for example, when someone hurts me in school, person keeps on hurting and hurting and hurting me. I can forgive the person for myself, but I can distance myself from that person because the person keeps on doing that. And in a marriage, that's not possible. So, I think these are two different things. Like you said, when you forgive someone, you don't have to be best friends with that person. Because, just like Amos said, you mentioned the situation that you told your husband with love, and you said honestly that it's really hurting you, and he keeps on doing it,
mm-hmm.
because you have these situations as well.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps on doing it. What do you do? That situation is different than when someone else does it.
Mm-hmm.
At your job, at your school, you get me?
Your mother, your father.
It's different, but
you see,
but
you
can see. It's actually, honestly.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that the forgiveness or the sin or whatsoever is different. No, that's the same.
But
what I'm saying is the way you can change your attitude towards it can be different in a marriage than when you're with someone at work. You get me?
Yes. All right. So because of the time, please, when we're having Bible studies, please attend. Secondly,
I want to say something. I like what Lodewijk said. He said, if somebody do wrong to you, confront the person. That's very good. And the way you confront, don't do it like Albert just showed. Yeah?
Yes.
If you are hurt by somebody, confront the person.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, James also advised, if you have done wrong to somebody, apologize. Yeah? Both are difficult. Yeah? Both are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody has wronged you, to step to the person and say you did wrong is difficult. But if you did wrong, you know it, and to step to the person and say, I'm sorry, I did wrong, it's also very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But God requires from us that we do both. And that's why there are so many strifes, concern, all these things in the church, because we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't confront a person. And if we confront a person, maybe we hear a completely different story, and you understand that his mother is troubling the person, and he has trouble at school, and isn't it? So he's home, fed up with everything, and that's why he reacted to it. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So you understand better if you confront the person. That is very good.
Mm-hmm.
But I give you another example. My child is being raped and killed, yeah? And the person is being captured. I will do an extreme example, yeah? And he puts in the newspapers that he enjoyed it fully. Yes, he enjoyed it fully, he has no regrets at all. Yes, should I forgive the person or not?
Yes, you have to.
The Bible says if the person regrets, if he repents, then you have to forgive him. There's a differently an if there. So Jesus said, if the brother comes and he repents, the only repentance that he has that he didn't enjoy her longer, yeah. So this is the only reason. So he didn't repent, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So should I forgive him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we should forgive him, but not in the sense that we have to be friends with him.
Exactly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We don't have to be friends with him, and we don't also allow the person to be on the streets again. Not that kind of forgiveness. Yeah, but
yes.
we can forgiveness because actually forgiveness is showing love. And there's a something, if you are a child of God, there's something very dangerous if you don't forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus, when he saw his disciples, he briefed them and he says, receive the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And said, that's what you remit. the sins that you remit, that means loose, it is loose in heaven. And the things that you retain, that means that you keep, it is kept in heaven. So if you are not forgiving this person, you will send him straight to hell. But if you forgive, you show love. And maybe in secret he shows, I don't forgive, but in his cell he's crying. He said, oh my God, this man has forgiven me. Understand? Mm-hmm. So that is important. Forgiveness is actually the greatest demonstration of love.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Okay, before we end, I would like to say something. He would like to say something short. I wanted to do it in the questionnaire, but because of the time, I'll
sorry.
Do this. And don't worry. And then I will say something short to end it. So I will start, he will start, and he will continue, then I will end. Okay, so basically, you all know why Jesus came on earth, right? So basically, Jesus came on earth mainly to forgive us of our sins and everything. But he came also on earth for us to live like him. He didn't come. Have you asked yourself why he didn't come as an angel? Have you asked yourself that question before? No. If he was an angel, then we could have said, yeah, Jesus was an angel, so I don't have to do it. But Jesus was also a human being. For him to show us what we need to do on earth, like him. So basically, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, God, forgive them of their sins, for they do not know what they are doing. If Jesus went on the cross to forgive us of our sins, he went on the cross for us. We could have been on the cross, but he did it for us. And we have to live like him. It doesn't mean we have to go on the cross. Only Jesus should go on the cross because of our sins. But it means that we should forgive even the people who did not know they are sinning. Do you understand me?
Yes.
If Jesus could do it, we should do it as well. Amen?
Yes.
So I will let my brother talk.
Jesus also says, to be able to be forgiven, you have to be a big person to do that. Mm-hmm. If you're a big person, you have to be able to be a big person to do that. It's not easy to do it. Small people can't forgive. Small people can't forgive. So if you see yourself as a big person, you have to be able to be forgiving.
Amen.
You understand?
Yes.
And it damages our heart as well, because it has to do with our feelings. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we are also going to read a Bible verse.
Do it quick.
Okay. Let's open our Bibles to Matthew 5.
Matthew chapter 5. 1 to 9. Are you there? If you are not there, shout, wait for me.
Okay. One day, as he saw the crowd gathering, Jesus went up on the mountain side and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, and they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose heart are pure, and they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
So here, he's talking about our attitude. Our attitude. you want to be blessed, this 9 things here, if you do these things, you'll be blessed.
Amen.
It's simple.
Yes.
It also has anything to do with forgiveness. So, actually, if you're unforgiving, it blocks your blessings. That's why he says you have to be a big person to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So end this Bible study. I want to show you or tell you the stages of not forgiving a person. As we already said in our Bible studies discussion, it's for your heart, for it to be free. And if you don't do it, we all know at the beginning, gossip will start. And if you gossip about someone and you go to a person and say, do you know what this person did? The person will not trust you anymore because she thinks that if you do something to her or to him, you will also go back to other people and try to gossip. And since gossip is a sin, you are then sinning, first of all, by not forgiving the person, and then second of all, by gossiping. If you didn't know, concussion is a sin. And then after gossip, anger starts. Because have you all noticed that if we go to our friend and start to gossip and say, this is what the person did to me, then your friend will try to hype you up and say, yes, you know, yeah, you remember, this person did this to me and then did this and that. So anger will start. Anger is okay, but when hate starts to involve in this, hate is also a sin. And after hate, what can come after hate? You can even kill a person by hating the person.
Amen.
All of this, what is happening in this world, is comes after hating a person or a minority. It doesn't come of love. I don't kill a person out of love. I kill a person out of hate. Or am I lying? Yes. So basically, what you also need to know is it's also part of the Lord's Supper. If you are here and you are also taking the Lord's Supper, or you will be taking the Lord's Supper, you should know that by you not forgiving a person, your heart is not free. So how should you take your heart, like take the Lord's Supper when your heart is not free? Even Jesus, when he was doing the Lord's Supper with his disciples, he knew that Judas Iscariot is going to sin against him. But what did he do? He still sat there and had the Lord's Supper with him. So that shows us, even if you know the person is sinning against you, just forgive the person. Because Jesus did as well. He didn't do it once, twice. He does it all day. He does it every day. So this is like basically the end of our Bible study stuff. You always need to forgive the person as Jesus also forgave us. And he died on the cross because of our sins. And he forgave us.
God is preparing us for the things that are going to come in the future. So we should be ready, actually, and be prepared that we are always going to be offended by someone. It doesn't say, tomorrow it's going to happen, or next year. It can happen the next minute. So you have to know how to handle these things. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all for your time. Feeding our other Andrews too.